We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events, the list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Friday. It is February 23rd. It is 2024. We have a 10-game slate to talk about here on today's podcast. I know DraftKings is 6 games. FanDuel is 10. Of course, they couldn't like interlock on a Friday. And it's such an ugly late slate with all the back-to-backs. Should be fun. I laugh, and that was a nervous laugh. But joined today, as always on Friday, by my good buddy Will Priester, Chief Justice 06. Chief, 10 hoop games. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good, brother. 6 on DraftKings, 10 on FanDuel. Going to be very interesting. And away we go.
Yeah, a lot to talk about. A lot of back-to-backs. I was just telling Will, what did I tell you? 14 of the 20 teams on this slate are on back-to-backs. What that makes for such a great night before breakdown of the slate. first look podcast for sure. Let's jump in, have some fun. Hope everyone's having a fantastic Thursday night over there on YouTube. What's up, YouTube? We get started with Toronto at Atlanta. 244.5 total in this game. Atlanta is a 6.5-point favorite. Toronto is on a back-to-back. I'm going to say that a lot on this podcast. Okongwu is out for Atlanta. Let's start with Toronto. Big win over Brooklyn. The game wasn't even remotely that close. It was close until the fourth quarter. Like, we really saw Toronto kind of put that game away in the fourth quarter. We saw just a giant fourth quarter out of their starters. What do we like here for Toronto going up against a fast-paced Atlanta team that plays little defense?
I think we're going to like plenty here, even though they're on this back-to-back, Stevie. Like, you know, this should be a really fun spot. You know, RJ Barrett is a guy that I've been targeting consistently here. We saw him, you know, have really nice games since the transition to the Raptors. You know, they've got Jakob Poeltl back here at 6,200. He's another guy, Stevie, as they got right before the All-Star break. We kind of saw his minutes, you know, start to increase. So he's another guy I think could be pretty cool in this spot. Now, How are they going to keep handling Kelly Olynyk? I don't know. If I knew he was going to get 25 minutes, I'd play him. Not as sure about him. But, you know, those two guys, Poto and Barrett are two guys that I really like. I still don't hate Emmanuel Quickley. He's another guy. Scotty Barnes has been, you know, okay. Looks like Gary Trent's picking up some minutes here at 4,300. I don't hate him. So that group of players is where I'm most interested against the Atlanta Hawks. And that's on DraftKings, obviously. Their price is a little bit different than FanDuel. But definitely like this game for sure.
I like Quickley a lot in this spot. I think that, you know, obviously we've talked all season about point guards against Atlanta. I'm not stopping now. I'm on it. I'm going to keep playing it. It's just a phenomenal spot just in general here. So I really like this spot for Quickley. And then you mentioned RJ Barrett, like shooting guards have been fantastic against Atlanta. Atlanta just doesn't guard well. It doesn't really matter the position. They don't really guard well. I think they're bottom or like top 10 allowed in fantasy points to every position. So it's just a phenomenal spot in general for Toronto. I like Barrett. I like Quickley. I like Barnes. I probably leave Poto on the bench today just because, I mean, on DraftKings, maybe you play him on a 6-game slate, but on FanDuel, I mean, center only 10-game slate. I think you're going to find better options than him. On the Atlanta side, we got Okongwu still out, but we got Capella back, you know, Clint Capella coming back here and playing. But they did say that, like, there is a possibility that Capella plays on a minutes limit for this game. So fun stuff. Let's talk Atlanta Hawks here. What do we like for Atlanta in this 244 total? They have, I think they have the highest implied team total on the slate. No, Oklahoma City does. Just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, we've got DeJounte Murray here at 7,500 on DraftKings, which is a really good price. I mean, he's 8,200 on FanDuel. So a little bit of a, you know, price differential there, even in terms of percentage of salary. Trey Young's 9,400. Like, those two guys are obviously going to be leading the charge. You know, I don't hate Capella at 5,900. You know, if he's going to get the minutes, don't hate Jalen Johnson, like 7,300 on DraftKings. And I think those are my main guys. But DeJounte Murray at 7,500, man, feels like a steal to me, especially as we went down to the All-Star break. He was really starting to flash some upside in a few of these games. So I want to make sure I get him included. Toronto's defense hasn't been the same since the trade.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very interesting spot. If we don't get like a cap on minutes for Capella, it'd be interesting to see what his ownership looks like, because I mean, with Okongwu out, there's really nobody. I mean, Fernando is technically behind him, and you know, Fernando could play 20-25 minutes here. But I like the DeJounte Murray call. Jalen Johnson is always someone that I like to play for Atlanta. I mean, it is on DraftKings, a small 6-game slate, raw points that matter. So Trae Young, he's averaging 62 fantasy points in 3 outings against Toronto this season already. So, I mean, Trey can easily smash here. We got Cleveland at Philadelphia, 229.5 total. Cleveland is a 4.5 or 4-point favorite in this game. Hey, Will, guess what? Both of these teams are on back-to-backs. Let's go Cleveland first. We know that Donovan Mitchell sat Thursday. It was an illness. He was president shoot around. It was very interesting that he got ruled out in that game, but he did end up sitting. My Magic ended up beating Cleveland in that game. So do we think Mitchell comes back in this one? Do they just give him an extra day? What are your thoughts here on Cleveland?
Man, this is a weird one for me, Steven, because I don't know how they're going to treat him. Like, to me, what today suggested was he was maybe 50%. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was sick, maybe okay, but probably not okay enough to play. Probably lack of energy, so forth and so on. I'm sure they gave him treatment today. Sure, he took some meds, probably got some rest And perhaps he wakes up in the morning and he's 70%. If he's 70 to 75%, I think he goes here in his spot, Stevie. So I guess what I'm saying is I think if he's in that range, I think he plays. And if that's the case, you know, he's probably the guy. Behind him, maybe Mobley, maybe Allen. But that's about it for me. That, you know, with him back, he's going to soak up so much usage on this team. I do think Garland has value at 6,300. You know, at that price, like on DraftKings, I still think he's got upside to hit some ceiling here.
Yeah, ended up playing 37 minutes. Keith and I were talking about Garland yesterday and how we were a little concerned about the minutes, but I mean, they said that he should be good to go minutes wise, and he played 37 minutes, scored 18 points. It was a very like spread out attack for Cleveland. Like everyone had a good game, but no one had like a ceiling game type of game. And I worry about that potentially happening, but Philadelphia's defense has been a lot worse since Embiid has been out. They're like 29th in defensive efficiency over the last 8 games without Embiid. So obviously, this is a spot we could see Cleveland kind of just beat up on Philadelphia. We just recently saw a really competitive game between these two teams. So it's tough for me. I want to see if Mitchell plays or not. If Mitchell plays, I probably don't have a ton of interest in general on Cleveland. If Mitchell sits, I think we go back to Garland. I think we go back to Strus. LeVert had 10 shots and played 27 minutes off the bench. He just shot terrible. He shot 20% from the field. He went 2-for-10. So he's another guy you could potentially go back to in the back-to-back here if Mitchell ends up sitting. And then on the Philadelphia side, I mean, Philly just looks terrible right now. They look lost without Joel Embiid. They got beat up by the Knicks. Was it a 14-point game or something like that? It just wasn't pretty. Like, Paul Reed played absolutely terrible. Maxey took 24 shots, scored 35 actual points, and had absolutely no health or help. Kyle Lowry played 25 minutes off the bench. Oubre played 33 minutes off the bench. We saw Batum start and just kind of get run off the floor really fast in that game, and Reed get run off the court really fast in that game. He had foul trouble. What are we looking at here for Philadelphia?
Yeah, very interesting spot for them because, man, it feels like Cleveland, you know, if Mitchell's back, should Stevie, you know, kind of win this game here. And that doesn't mean they're going to run away with it, but they have been running away with it when they're fully healthy. I mean, I don't hate Reed at 5,800. Like, he's been fine. You know, I'm probably not as interested in Tobias at 7,800. You know, I'm probably not as interested in Buddy Hield, although he's been spectacular, Stevie, since coming to Philly. The scoring and the shot attempts have been, I mean, just right on par with what we want to see from kind of some of our mid-range stars. So I almost don't hate Buddy Hield as a big, large field tournament play against a tough Cleveland team. You got to think he's going to be – nobody wants to play him today, Steve. This could be a big spot. I mean, he's been putting up 40-plus-ish fantasy points. I didn't get a chance to see what he did tonight, but I think he's a big-time tournament play. And then in terms of Maxey, I'm not as high on Maxey with him beat out, even at 9,100. Like, I'm okay leaving him on the shelf. I think they've got enough pieces to be able to win games without him having to go nuclear. So I think Maxey is a fade for me today.
We talked about this yesterday, and I do want to kind of dig into the game flow in the morning and see how much Lowry played with Maxey and how much Maxey got to get off the ball a little bit. Because, I mean, we saw 24 shot attempts. We saw 9 free throw attempts from Maxey. He was a lot more aggressive just in general here. It's just the defense has been awful. So Kyle Lowry is 4,200. Kyle Lowry had a really solid game. 11 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. Nothing that's going to win you a tournament, but he had a really solid game. All right, we got Clippers at Memphis, 224 total. Clippers, 10-point favorite. Clippers on a back-to-back. Memphis is without Bane, Clark, Ja, Pittman, and Smart. Let's go Clippers here. First, I was trying to pull up that game's over now. The Thunder beat up on the Clippers in that
they
one.
Did. Yeah.
They did. What are your thoughts here when it comes to the Clippers?
Even though it's back-to-back, I think they're going to beat Memphis. Like they are the better team. You know, I'm going to give them a pass coming off a bye against a good OKC team. So let's give OKC their props. This is not a down OKC. Like they're a good basketball team. But I think they handle Memphis pretty well tonight with this one. I'm okay with Kawhi like at 8,700. Like I know, you know, he's been the one guy that's been pretty good here and fairly consistent. So I'm okay with him playing. I'm okay with Zubac on the low end at 5,400, the slight floor, possible high ceiling play. And I'm okay with James Harden. Not as interested in Paul George as, you know, he's had some moments, but he seems to be the odd man out in terms of upside when they're all playing, in my opinion. So I'm willing to take the fade on him. And I think that's just it. Norman Powell, even though he's cheap, I don't think he's great value because he's kind of a main piece of the team. If it gets out of hand, I think he sits too.
Yeah, Clippers are tough outside of George and Harden. Kawhi, like those three guys are the guys that get such a huge amount of usage. We saw Norman Powell play 30 minutes and take 19 or had 19 points off the bench against the Thunder. Zubac played 29 minutes. And they did say that, like, his minutes restriction is gone. We'll see, like, if he does play the back-to-back here. But I think this is a pretty good spot for him at 5,400 on DraftKings. Memphis side. Memphis is still without so many players. It's a new-look Memphis team. We've talked a lot about, like, Vince Williams, you know, down the stretch here and how well he's been playing and scoring. Is there anything standing out to you in this tough matchup?
No. I mean, he's 7K now. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's tough when you're looking at the matchup and then you're looking at the rotations for Memphis and you're like, gosh, I don't want to play any of these guys. None of them are like cheap enough. Like Conchar, he doesn't really have a ton of upside. He's gonna play like 20 minutes, and yeah, my one question here, just in general for Memphis, is does Derrick Rose start playing like 20-25 minutes again? I don't think it happens like in this game, but like the ankle, he had a week off. Like, I mean, maybe this is like Derrick Rose playing 20 minutes at 3,900 and getting a ton of usage with that second unit, but I don't think that's something that I would stake money on.
Yeah, I mean, he's cheap enough at 3,900. You know what I mean? Like, but he's got to play 25 minutes. I think if he's playing like 15 minutes, it's not worth it at all.
Washington at OKC. Moving on. The Memphis side so ugly. This game's not much better. It has a 241.5 total. The Thunder, a 15-point favorite. Both teams are on a back-to-back here. Before we get into the Washington side, we have a question in chat. GG Jackson for Memphis. I think he would be the one guy, if I was going to play anybody, I'd take a shot on. But I don't feel confident in that either. I don't want to play really anybody from Memphis. They're just such a bad basketball team.
I'm with you.
To answer that question. Washington side of this Thunder game. Washington kind of getting blown out here in this game going up against Denver. It's just kind of getting kicked off in the second half. What are your thoughts here on Washington?
I'm still on the train with Bagley here at 5,500. I still think he's got the upside, one of the best rebounding matchups on the slate. So I'm in. I know it's a back-to-back. I am expecting them to lose this game. I do think OKC is the better team overall, but generally speaking, I still think this is a good spot for Bagley. And I think that's mainly it. Like, I don't really want to play Washington, but I think Bagley's a good play.
Yeah, I don't mind the Bagley call. Denny Advia is someone we talked a lot about the podcast yesterday and how his role has changed, and he's had seven shots right around halftime. He's just shooting terrible against Denver. Maybe he bounces back in this Thunder game. I think Bagley would be my favorite target here, but
oh yeah,
Advia is still somebody I think we could potentially take some shots on, and hopefully he gets really hot because I need him to this point prop. Thunder side of this one. I mean, I know I was a little curious how like Gordon Hayward was going to kind of fit into the rotation. He only ended up playing like 14 minutes, but that game wasn't necessarily close. I think it was a great spot to kind of get him some run. Giddy only played 23 minutes. Yeah, Jordan Poole did come off the bench. Whoever
he did.
Just asked.
Yep.
Yeah. He yeah. Did. Mm-hmm. Whoever asked that, it'd be easy. So yeah, Jordan Poole came off the bench. Gosh, man, on the Thunder, like if this game stays remotely close, SGA should smash. Holmgren should smash. It's just whether or not you think this game's going to stay close or not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's close, Stevie. But even still, I still just think OKC is just a better team. So I do still think at these prices and how they're distributed minutes is SGA, and that's it for me. Like I don't even want to play Chet. And Chet, I mean, I know Chet can have some performances. Like this could be a nice performance, but I think it would just be SGA for me in this spot.
I mean, we should at least mention, like, Jordan Poole had 12 shots at halftime. He was chucking on that second unit. Like, if that's going to be a thing, maybe we play some Jordan Poole here.
I mean, hasn't he just fallen off a cliff in terms of real production?
Maybe going to the bench is exactly what he needs.
No, right? No, I got you. I'm just talking about, like, the season. Man, this has been terrible.
Yeah, it's been an awful year. I think a lot of us were excited about Jordan Poole, and it hasn't really worked out. But back to the Thunder. I mean, Holmgren, Williams, SGA, all in play for me. But that's really it. I don't think I want to touch, like, Giddy with, like, Hayward potentially there. Dort, I don't think I want to play him either. He had a really good, like, shooting night against the Clippers, and I just don't think he repeats that performance. Miami at New Orleans, 223.5 total. New Orleans, a 3-point favorite. Hero is questionable. Richardson is out. Rozier is out. And hey, New Orleans, they're on a back-to-back. Let's go Miami first. Obviously, Tyler Hero news matters because if we do end up getting like Tyler Hero and Rozier out for this game, Butler, Jaquez, Robinson, all these guys would be players that I think we want to target. Even in a so-so matchup.
Yeah, for sure.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I think Bam might be okay here regardless. Like, he's got such stable minutes, Stevie. Like, his minutes have been just some of the best on this team. He's probably also because he's been one of the most healthy on this team also. So I don't want to overlook that. I'm with you. If these guys sit like Hockey has at 5,100 playing 30-plus minutes is, you know, spectacular. You know, Jimmy, I wouldn't mind Jimmy in this spot as long as he's going to play the minutes. And I think these mean pieces would be main pieces. I said mean, excuse me, main pieces would be really good targets. And I think I'll reserve Duncan Robinson for, you know, Tyler Hero would have to sit for sure for me to get the Duncan Robinson here with Jimmy Butler back.
On the Pelicans side, we did end up seeing Ingram sit on Thursday. You know, it was an illness. They did say it was unavailable. We got that news somewhat early, and they said they are unsure if he'll be able to play Friday or not. Zion played 35 minutes and had a fantastic game. 27 points, 10 assists, 2 steals, a block. It was just a Zion type of game, but I think CJ McCollum took 22 shots with no Brandon Ingram in that game. We don't necessarily love the matchup. Oh, and the saga of Valanciunas and Larry Nance continues. Larry Nance played 12 minutes, Valanciunas played 27 minutes, and Valanciunas had a 2014 game. And this is just what's so irritating about like the situation is like when Valanciunas gets 25 plus minutes, he is a guy that smashes. And I just, yeah.
But tonight, Nance will play 25 and Valanciunas will play 18.
Yeah.
Like, it's just what they'll do. And of course, I like Larry Nance just for the previous slate, Stevie, by the way. Just so you know.
Oh, yeah. What are your thoughts here on the Pelicans on a back-to-back going against Miami?
I think if Ingram is out, I'm still interested. If Ingram is in, I'm not interested in anyone.
It's kind of how I feel. Does Zion play in the back-to-back? I like so many questions. Is Valanciunas playing the back-to-back? We'll see if anybody gets ruled out here. If people start getting, it's one of those slates just in general, not just this game, but it's just one of those slates in general where we could have a bunch of people get ruled out day of. You're going to have to adjust the news.
Yeah, spring training baseball is back tomorrow, so who knows, Stevie? Maybe I'll just make some money on that.
There you go. Yeah. Phoenix at Houston, 229.5 total. Phoenix a 3-point favorite. Both of these teams are on a back-to-back. Yes, you can hear it in my voice. Hey, Devin Booker did his thing. You know, we talked about him.
I like Booker yesterday as well.
Yeah, he's someone I think it was his point assist prop. I forget what it was that I bet, but he hit it and that was nice. But you know, we saw Bradley Beal, like everything had been pointing to Bradley Beal being more on like the probable side, but now he's ruled out Thursday and he's unlikely to play Friday. We saw Eric Gordon play 35 minutes. We saw Grayson Allen play 37 minutes in that game against Dallas. Royce O'Neal played 30 minutes off the bench. Let's talk Phoenix. Obviously, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant are your high ceiling guys, but I mean the minutes for Eric Gordon and Grayson Allen are really interesting, assuming that both of them start again if Beal ends up sitting again.
Yeah, for sure. I think in this spot, Stevie, I'm right back to Booker and Durant, though. Like, these are the two guys. Grayson Allen at 5,400, I think he's okay because he had already been playing, you know, nice minutes anyway. And I know that Eric Gordon, you know, he's just a professional, man, a professional scorer in the NBA. But I think I'm going to ride or die with Booker and Durant and let the chips fall. Like that's where I want to plant my flag here. I'm okay fading everyone else.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I mean, Eric Gordon, I feel like, is going to take shots away from Allen just in general. So maybe you just take shots on Booker and Durant.
Yeah.
And I don't love the Royce O'Neal playing 30 minutes off the bench. He did have like a 10-9 game. If you want to chase that.
Yeah.
Houston side. Houston on a back-to-back two. They got blown out by New Orleans. Yep. Sengun hit his under 9.5 rebounds if you were able to jump on that before it moved to 8.5. And then we did see Van Vliet go back into the starting lineup, play 30 minutes. We saw Thompson come off the bench, which definitely helps Sengun in the long run, just in general. What are your thoughts here on Houston?
I don't hate Van Vliet at 6,700. I think he played 30 minutes because of the blowout, Stevie. This game's close. I think he's playing 35 to 37 minutes. Nothing has indicated that he, you know, wouldn't play in the upper 30s. Like, that's what he's been doing all season. So, I think he plays. I'm okay with Sengun here at that particular price. I mean, I think he's cheap enough. This is more the DraftKings price, more than the FanDuel price. But DraftKings at 8,500, I'm still okay with that. But mainly, man, I think Fred VanVleet at 6,700 on DraftKings is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I think the VanVleet price is nice. I wish Thompson's price would have like got shifted because he got moved to the bench, but it didn't. He ended up taking a ton of shots with that second unit.
Thompson cost me big time tonight too. We had this under PRA because it came out and then VanVleet was going to play, so he still hit it because of the blowout. It was terrible, terrible.
He had a good game. He's such an active rebounder. I just don't like. I get why they're not starting him, but if I was making the lineup, I'd figure out how to start Thompson over Brooks. I don't know, but that's me. I'm not an NBA coach though. In chat, Yeezy did say Van Vliet left the game for a little while but came back. Maybe Van Vliet sits on the second end of a back-to-back here, and we could take advantage of Sengun's unders and Thompson's overs and play maybe some Thompson. Like, Thompson's a guy where if he's going to start against Phoenix, I'm going to have a lot of interest in him if Van Vliet's out. So maybe they limit Van Vliet on the second end of a back-to-back here. All right, moving on. We're going to shift gears now. We're going to talk strictly FanDuel because DraftKings does not have these four games on the slate. They'll probably make like a secondary like late slate, like a four-game late slate, which would be kind of fun. Don't have that pulled up in front of me, so we're going to talk FanDuel here. We got Charlotte at Golden State, 229.5 total. Golden State, a 14-point favorite. Golden State and Charlotte on a back-to-back. That's the drinking game today, back-to-backs. But I don't know what the NBA is doing with their schedule. It's like, hey, everybody get healthy. Let's, everybody get healthy, take a week off, and then when you come back, we're just going to play back-to-backs. All right, let's go your Hornets first. They're in a competitive game against Utah right now as we're recording this. I assume LaMelo ends up sitting again. I assume Mark Williams ends up sitting again. What are we looking at here on Charlotte?
Man, well, you know, on FanDuel, Stevie, Trey Mann is 6,300 now. I don't like that price. That's too rich for my blood. You got Cody Martin at 5,400. That's pretty meh. You got Miles Bridges at 9K, Brandon Miller at 6,900. You've got Grant Williams at 5,200, which is probably okay. You got Nick Richards at 57, which is probably okay. But generally speaking, I don't like the pricing on this squad. So I'm not going to be playing a whole lot of Charlotte Hornets here.
Yeah, I mean, Trey Mann is someone that I talked about a lot on the podcast yesterday. He had a terrible, terrible first quarter. He's bounced back a little bit. He's still not having like a stellar game. But this price on FanDuel is a lot different at 6,300. I feel like Grant Williams would be my target here. I think that Grant Williams is going to, like I said, play that PJ Washington role, 28 to 32 minutes off the bench. He had zero rebounds in the first half, but ended up having like 10 points. So Grant Williams would probably be my favorite play from Charlotte. Bridges and Miller, they kind of eat into each other's like production and Mann's production a little bit. I could see like Richards getting run off the court here and like Grant Williams playing a lot more with Golden State. Like, couldn't we like potentially see like Draymond and Grant Williams play the five against each other in this one? Like,
definitely possible.
I think that I really want to target Grant Williams again. Even if he does end up like kind of stalling out here on Thursday's slate. And then on the Golden State side, they're going to be on a back-to-back. They're playing the Lakers on TNT. They got a, you know, televised game. And, I mean, overall, for me, it's always Steph. Like, he's the guy that I would target the most. We love big men. Maybe Draymond and Steph in this spot. I mean, Kuminga just hasn't been playing great recently. So, Steph has 16 points in the first quarter of that Lakers game. Oh, that guy is just so good at shooting basketball. What do you like here for Golden State?
Yeah, man, definitely Steph. I mean, he could torch us here in this spot, Steven. That's not he probably is going to torch us, to be honest with you. I don't hate Wiggins. Sneakily, Wiggins is starting to play a lot better as the season goes along. So I don't hate him. I don't mind the shadow coming only in tournaments, though, like strictly a tournament play. And then you've got Klay Thompson here at 5,700. I feel like I've somewhat been the Klay whisperer this season. And I know they're going to be on a back-to-back, but this spot against Charlotte, Stevie, he's going to have wide-open shots galore. You just got to hit him. At 5,700, I'm willing to play him as well.
I was reading a report the other day that the Magic are going to go very hard at Klay Thompson in free agency this offseason. I don't know how I feel about it, Will.
But why?
I don't know why I feel about it, Will.
Like, I mean, I still think, despite this bad season, I think he's just older and has had some injuries. I don't think he's worth the big money. But if he doesn't have to take the big money, Stevie, and you can
He's going to take a big contract, though, no?
I don't know if he can fetch the big money anymore. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, if you've got like the combination of your point guards and Klay and Paolo and Franz, and I mean, all he's gonna have to do is he's just gonna have to shoot. Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
You surround him with good defense. I mean, I hear you. If Klay can come in and on the Magic team and average 20 points a night, that would make a huge difference in an Orlando team that desperately needs another scorer. So I guess I hear you, but
if he doesn't have to command big money, that's
gonna, I just feel like he's gonna take big money, but he's gonna take big money to come to Orlando. Orlando's a fun city. You should come. Klay, I know you listen to the podcast. Thanks for listening, Klay. Milwaukee at Minnesota, 224.5 total here. Minnesota is a 4.5-point favorite. Middleton's out for Milwaukee. Minnesota is on a back-to-back, right? Pretty sure they're on a back-to-back. I could be wrong. This Minnesota? One, are they on a back-to-back?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I got back-to-back heavy. Oh, no, I didn't write back-to-back. I wrote it for Denver the next game. So there you go. Minnesota, nobody on the injury report for them. They should be good to go. Let's go Milwaukee first. FanBull does say that, like, Giannis is a game-time decision. He's probable on the injury report. He's going to play in this one. Let's go Bucks. What do you like here from Milwaukee?
I like Giannis. That's about it, Stevie. Look, man, as crazy as this sounds, Minnesota legitimately has been a tough defensive team. I don't feel good about targeting anybody but Giannis. Dame at 8,500, if you would have told me that earlier this season, Steve, I'd be signing up for Dame at 8,500. I think this is going to be a tough spot for him. Just give me Giannis. That's it.
I have gotten to the point where I don't like playing anybody against Minnesota.
Yeah. And
I feel like I respect this team enough that, I mean, they have consistently been the number one defensive rating team all season. I mean, better than Cleveland, better than Boston, better than the Thunder, better than the Magic. Like, all season, this team has stayed up top. And they play slow. They play at the 26th pace in the NBA. Like, Milwaukee will try to push the pace in this game, but this game's in Minnesota. Minnesota's a good defensive team. Milwaukee's getting better defensively, but they're still not like, I mean, it's night and day than it was beginning of the season, but they're still not like a top 10 defensive team. I think they have the potential to be a top 10 defensive team, but for me on the Milwaukee, we have seen like the trend that like Doc really loves to play Malik Beasley and Bobby Portis. I think Bobby Portis is someone that gets 25 plus minutes in this game, maybe closer to 30 because of Minnesota's size. Maybe there's a little bit of value, but it's just a terrible matchup. And the other side of this one, the Minnesota side, like Milwaukee's playing better defensively, yes, but I mean, this is just one of those spots where Rudy Gobert, Karl Anthony Towns could have big games. You know, Brooke Lopez is guarding one of these guys. Potentially we could see Anthony Edwards have a big game just in general here, but the pricing, do you see the pricing on FanDuel? Yeah. Like Edwards is 95, Towns is 81, Gobert is 8K. Like, I could get behind playing some of these guys if the price was right, but the price is wrong on all these guys. I think if anything, like Mike Conley's 6K. I was going to say maybe Mike Conley, yeah, but he's 6K oh, he's too. 6K, like,
yeah.
Minnesota is just very highly priced on FanDuel.
He's 5,600.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, FanDuel, you added the four games, but you're not making spots playable because the pricing is,
yeah.
I love basketball. All right, Denver at Portland, 218.5. Denver's a 9.5-point favorite. They're on a back-to-back. Portland is without Brogdon, Brown, Henderson, Sharp, Williams, Walker questionable. Let's go Denver. Denver should control this game. They should crush in this game. We're seeing them beat up on Washington just in general.
Washington from the tip, too.
Yeah, I think someone said Jokic had a triple-double in 16 or 18 minutes in chat.
Might have been the first quarter.
Yeah, just wild. What do you like here for Denver?
I'm okay with Jamal Murray. I'm okay with Jokic just because they're going to command so much usage in general. Outside of that, that's it, man. I hate to be that guy that's just recommending the main plays, but they just – this game could also be out of hand, Steve, even though they're traveling. So I don't that, – that's about it from Denver for me.
I will say this. I feel like you're going to have plenty of value open up throughout the day on this slate.
Oh, yeah.
Just in general. There's too many teams on the back-to-back. 14 of 20. So, Portland's somewhat interesting. They're missing a lot of pieces here. Brogdon, Henderson. They're missing enough pieces where I think that we could potentially take some shots. We talked a little bit on the podcast yesterday about how Denver has been struggling against bigs. Maybe Ayton is our center play on FanDuel today at 7,700. I don't necessarily hate him. I hate playing Grant. Simons, he's okay, but he really hasn't been paying off his price. I think this is a spot I want to play Ayton, and that might be it.
I'm okay with Ayton. 7,700, not a bad price, but I'm with you. Like, that's about it. Jeremy Grant did go on a scoring tangent, Steven. I'm going to call it a tangent there for a little stretch, but all in all, man, it's a tough spot for this team with limited resources, so I'm out.
Yeah. I mean, Thybulle probably starts here, but like his minutes have kind of disappeared. Do we think his minutes bump back up with all these guys out? Maybe. If Thybulle were to play 25 plus minutes at 4K, he's a potential value play, but I mean, you don't feel great about that. I think to play Thybulle, you need to see like Jabari Walker end up missing this game for you to really want to play him. All right, finishing out, San Antonio at LA, no total in this game because, hey, Will, guess what? Both of these teams on a back-to-back. LeBron sat Thursday. We'll see if he's back for this game on Friday. And then
after the All-Star break, too, right after.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. And then we'll see, like, Wimby on a back-to-back here. Like, he's recently played a back-to-back. Just limited minutes, so I don't know what we'll be looking at minutes wise for him here. Anything that you like for San Antonio?
Man, I really think it depends on like the availability of these Lakers. Like if LeBron is back and AD's playing, you know, and the Lakers have more out than just those guys too. Like Christian Wood was out, I think Max Christie was out, and Who else? Cam Reddish, I think, sat that game. Did he not sat? I'm pretty sure he sat too. So they had some guys out. I think it's Wemby at 10-4, maybe. Like, he's probably our guy. Maybe Devin Vassell. But that's about it. Like, I'm not really thrilled about anyone else. I know they've been playing a little bit of Blake Wesley here, and he's been okay. But, like, generally speaking, I don't see the ceiling, so I'm not afraid of him. But Vassell and Wemby, I think, are my two if I was going to play anyone.
Yeah. Obviously, we have to wait and see whether or not Wemby plays. Because if Wemby sits, Vassell, Sohan, Johnson, Trey Jones, all these guys become a lot more interesting. They're somewhat priced appropriately if we do end up getting like the news that Wemby ends up sitting. So we'll pay attention to that. And then on the Lakers side, obviously we'll wait and see if LeBron plays. If LeBron's out, I feel like one of the top value plays on the slate is going to be Max Christie. He's 3,600 over there on FanDuel. I assume Max Christie would play 25 to 30 minutes in this game with no LeBron. You know, he's healthy. He's played 9 minutes, and there are 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. So, I mean, if that translates into 18 minutes at minimum, I mean, Christie at this price is great if LeBron sits. Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, Anthony Davis, all very much in play. San Antonio is definitely Russell, a team I want to attack.
Got to think about it. On FanDuel, that is.
Yeah, I think if LeBron's out with a San Antonio matchup, I think I still pay 8K for D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
I think that price is just – price is right. Good show. Any final thoughts on the Lakers here?
Give me AD, man. 11-2, really good spot for him. I mean, he's been – really, Stevie, AD's been really good all year. Like, if you just kind of look through – like, as a game log person, it's 50s and 60s, Stevie, just jam-packed. And at 11-2, I mean, I couldn't pass him up in this spot with no LeBron against the Spurs.
Yeah, I hear you on that. I mean, definitely. All right, let's play the morning grind game. Yes. We are going to play it on DraftKings just because the game is kind of set up for DraftKings and –
Enjoy your families, people. Don't waste your time with this FanDuel slate. I'm kidding. Like, play FanDuel, but you, Stevie, you know what I'm saying. Slate ends at 8:00. You got the rest of your night to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, so there is a 2-hour gap. Like, you could have a nice dinner and hang out with the kids, you know, and then come back and like, all right, do I need to adjust for 10:00? So you play the late slate. You could watch Truck and Xfinity qualifying, and
Trucks tomorrow.
No, just I mean there's a doubleheader Saturday, so Trucks and Xfinity qualifying.
But I'm saying like we get that information.
Yep. So, all right, morning grind game, favorite play under 5K to go 7X. Who do you got?
Oh man, give me. This is a tough one, Stevie, because I don't feel like there are a lot of good plays. I'm going to go with Gary Trent at 4,300.
Yeah, that guy. All right. I mean, with Bradley Beal not expected to play, give me Eric Gordon at 4,800 here. We're going to have better value throughout the day. There's going to be value that opens up. There's too many teams on back-to-backs.
Yeah.
Over 8K to go under 5X. Who's your bust today?
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Give me Maxi at 9,100.
That was mine too. I like that. I agree with you. Tough matchup against Cleveland. Price still up. I mean, I'm leaning Bam at 8,400. I could see Bam having a really solid game and having an upside game here, but I just don't know if I get to Bam a lot on this slate. It's him or Sangoon. I think one of those two guys busts. Sangoon hasn't been showing a ton of ceiling, so maybe Sangoon over Bam, but I don't like either one of those guys. Will took my answer. Blame Will. Favorite 6X play today. Who do you got?
Give me DeJounte Murray from the Atlanta Hawks, 7,500.
Yeah, I like that quite a bit. I mean, I keep coming back and looking at the slate just going, how am I not getting a lot of exposure to Bagley going up against the Thunder? So
yeah.
I really like Bagley here at 5,500. So he's my 6X play. Hey, Kate Cunningham was my 6X play yesterday, wasn't he? I think. Or he was my Let's Get Weird GPP play. He crushed. He got like 50 fantasy points. I know he crushed his point prop. Yeah, Let's Get Weird. Yeah. Let's Get Weird GPP play of the day. Who do you got for us today, Will?
Give me Fred VanVleet on a back-to-back facing Phoenix, slightly depleted with one of their big three down. 6,700. Price, I think, is a little bit too cheap for his upside.
I'm going to go to Amen Thompson off the bench for Houston. I would love – this obviously wouldn't be a Let's Get Weird GPP play if we did get news that VanVleet end up sitting on the back-to-back here. But Thompson is someone I think could smash in this matchup given the minutes. There's no props out. I was looking, and, like, there's nothing out right now.
On a back-to-back.
I know. It's – yeah. So, well, obviously, we'll have to skip the – betting and pick 'em plays today. We'll have some stuff up hopefully Monday for that, but there's just nothing up. There was a couple spots up and there was like nothing jumping off the page to me. So yeah. Any final thoughts before we get out of here, my friend?
Negative, man. Glad to be back on with you. And glad that Stevie MLB is like, whew, right around the corner. So I am so excited. Yeah.
If you do want pick and plays throughout the day, make sure you head on over to rotogrinders.com/discord. Check out Chiefs Prop Shop over there. They're posting stuff of all kinds of sorts all day long. They got nonstop action darts now.
Like yeah. They're playing darts, Steven. Now I haven't gotten the darts yet. Okay, but I mean, man, it's on like Donkey Kong in there right now.
I mean, my good buddy, the Siege, has been crushing some dart stuff. So I think I need to get into Dart Street. I need to get into Dart Street. But yeah, you could check all that stuff out. Almost all the channels except for Grant's Action Lounge and the NASCAR Discord channels are all free now. You can check out like NBA.
His game theory channel. He's just locked.
Yeah, Blenders, Grants, and that Stevie guy on his NASCAR channel. And I think Cardi's stuff, the Bat and Blitz, have a pain. But if you want to talk NBA throughout the day, I'm always popping in over there on Discord. So check that out. It's going to wrap it up here for Friday. Hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. We're back Monday talking hoops. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you then.